Hey guys, and welcome to the bonus episode of the Wednesday Awakening. As I'm recording this in a dark and stormy night. So, yeah. We already seen the High Republic with, but again, guys, if you don't want to hear what I have to say, again, it's not me defending the High Republic. This is me, tell you about the second wave of the High Republic storybooks, audiobooks, comics, and manga. So, first off is the High Republic 6, where we see Afar Chris, Jedi of the High Republic, riding undercover, riding a Rancor, like a horse. Yeah, I could say, guys. So, yeah. We're gonna, of course, gotta start with this, so. And again, guys, this is not me defending the High Republic. I am, like, also, I'm a more of a doubtful kind of guy. Because I'm doubtful about this era. Also intrigued by it. Well, intrigued by it, and again, doubtful. And it says on the new story arc, the Republic Frontier in Crisis. The Jedi of the Beacon joins forces with their most feared enemy to face the terror of the unstoppable Drengar Horde. Avar Chris and her new allies fight nightmarish creatures on a harsh lava world. Could the young Jedi, Keeve Tyrannus, save her former master from darkness? Also, who or what is the great progenitor? Yeah, we have a Hidden Danger Part 1 with Star Wars Insider 203, but I'm not gonna waste time talking about that. And then we got The Rising Storm, a novel and a sequel to The Light of the Jedi, which is by Calvin Scott. Well, with The Light Jedi is by Charles Soule. And the cover artist is Joseph Mann. And this one will be coming out at June 29th. After dramatic events of Light of the Jedi, the heroes of the High Republic era return to face a shattered peace and a fearsome foe. In the wake of the great hyperspace disaster and the heroism of the Jedi, the Republic continue to grow, bring more worlds together under a single unified banner, led by Chancellor Lena So. The spirit of unity extends throughout the galaxy, with the Jedi, the newly established Starlight Beacon Station, at the vanguard. In celebration, the Chancellor plans the Republic Fair, a showcase of possibilities and peace of the expanded Republic. A precept the Jedi to Hope Foster, Stellan Gyos, Bail Setavar, Elsar Mann, and others join the event. Ambassadors of the Harmony, but as eyes the galaxy towards the fair, So too does the Fury of the Nile. Their leader, Martian Rowe, is intended to destroy the spirit of unity. His storm descends on the pageantry and celebration, sowing chaos and exact revenge. As the Jedi struggled to curb the carnage of the rampaging Nile, they came face to face with a true fear of their enemy planned to unleash across the galaxy. And the kind of fear even the Force cannot shield them from. The Nexus raced to the Crash Point Tower by the one who, of course, well, I'm gonna make some rant about High Republic authors on the Wednesday Unleashed in a little bit, but take a look at this. And it's the Republic Fair is coming. Visitors from all over the galaxy urge proudly to the planet Faro for a massive, awe-inspiring festival celebrating the Republic, while his fellow Valens for the fair, Jedi Padawan Ram Jareb, is hiding out at his favorite place, a dinky garage with mechanical parts and tools. But as the security alarm goes off at the nearby hilltop, nicknamed Crash Point Pete, he ventures out with his trusty BAT to investigate. There he discovers that someone knocked out Fallow's communicator tower, a frightening sign that Fallow and the Republic Fair are in danger. Sure, Reb races to warn the Jedi. The dreaded Nile unleashes a surprise attack. It's up to Ram to face down the enemy at the crash point. And then we have the High Republic Adventure 6. Also from the one, which is a comic for all ages. A new story arc. As Galaxy prepares for the Republic Fair, Court and Frasa leave their Padawan friends to join Lexo and the crew on the vessel in a secret mission to the Jedi. What could possibly go wrong? As it turns out, literally everything. Well, that's why I said the same thing about Bowser's Koopalings and Carl and DK and Donkey Kong Island by Freeze-Frame 22. What could possibly go wrong? And of course, they look different, and they are not like from a Chilt Jr.'s novel. Because this is a young adult novel called Out of the Shadows by her. And she's also on the list of the Wednesday Unleashed. The darkest secrets are the hardest to bring to the light. Silvestri Yarrow is on a streak of bad luck with no end in sight. She's been doing her best to keep the family cargo business going after her mom's death. But between mounting debt and increasing attacks by the Nile on unsuspecting ship, Syl is in danger of losing all she has left of her mother. She heads to the galactic capital of Coruscant to help, but gets sidetracked when the Republic's most powerful families over a patch of space on the frontier. Oh, wait, I thought it was supposed to be Star Wars, the High Republic era, not Star Trek. Tangled up in familial politics is the last place Syl wants to be, but promised a big payoff to keep her interested. Meanwhile, Jedi Knight Vendestra Rowe has been summoned to Coruscant by who? She and her Padawan, Mary Cantros, arrived along with Jedi Master Kamaekev. But this is Padawan, Reef Sylas, and are asked to assist with the property dispute the frontier, but why? What is so important about the empty patch of space? The answer will lead Britestra to understanding her abilities and take Silvac to the pass to the troops and finally come out of the shadows. And yeah, I see what they did there. Also with Tempest Runner by Calvin Scott, which is an audio, which is the audio novel. As Michelle Rhodes, both shredded allies, well, as far as Joe trusts as anyone, Laura D. carved out a place as a leader among the Nile, but it's lonely top in a Tempest Runner like with her back and those threats are from the Jedi and her fellow Nile. Edge of Balance, a manga by Shima Shinya. Now that one I'm quite interested in. But like I said, the audio will be coming out in August. And the next story will be in July. Will be on July 22nd. But the September 7th is, you know, from Viz Media. And of course, that's what I'm looking forward to, is a manga. And the next is a storybook of 8x8 is George Mann's Showdown at the Fair. Well, that one is going to be a... And that's it. So yeah, like I say, I'm pretty skeptical about this one. I mean, even though I'm going to check them out, like I say, I do have my doubts, and I am very skeptical about those. Because I don't blame you guys if you're not interested in this one. I mean, that's fine with me. Now, the manga one is my only interest. But the rest, and, you know, Into the Storm, that one I'm going to check out. But the rest, I'm pretty skeptical about those, however. And again, this is not me defending this era, you know. Okay. Alright guys, that's going to be about it for the Wednesday Wagons bonus episode. I will see you guys next time, and as always, may the Force be with you.